Nathan, I want to ask now on 131060 Hobart, does the Southern Outlet need another lane? Now, I know a lot of people are probably driving on the Southern Outlet right now, listening to me say this.
Probably sitting in traffic.
Sitting in traffic.
Quarter past eight traffic, classic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, look, this is, Nathan, I'm going to talk you through some stuff. So, the good people of Dunearn Road,
yeah,
mate, they were shocked by a pre-election announcement that their community would be bulldozed for a bus lane on the Southern Outlet.
That's always a fun discussion to have, isn't it?
Yeah. So that will throw approximately 18 families
wow.
at once into the Hobart housing chaos. As we all know, that it's not a great time to find
not
a rental,
easy to find
or,
a rental
house
or a house or just to enter the property market.
Yeah, not a great time. So look, the Southern Outlet, I believe, and I've chatted to some other people who drove, is not the problem. The problem is Macquarie Street. Now, that is stated in the Hobart Congestion Traffic Analysis of 2016.
Okay.
The peak traffic in Macquarie Street is 3,500 cars per hour. Now, the outlet can easily accommodate 3,400 cars per hour. But the problem is once it gets in there, it gets jammed up and then
it's a back
goes back.
Yeah. Creates back. It creates the illusion that the Southern Outlet's the problem.
Now, Macquarie Street can't be widened. So the solution, I believe the solution is less cars on the road.
It's public transport.
Yes.
It's public transport, which is why, I mean, I know Dean Winter in particular, they've been working on the bus routes.
Now, they are saying that they're going to add another lane on the Southern Outlet for a bus, just buses, right? But that doesn't also stop the
It still displaces those families.
Well, yeah, it displaces the family, but it doesn't stop the traffic because that's just another lane. All the cars are still going to be in there and then they're going to come into Macquarie Street and it's all going to back up
still. Yeah, you've still got the same amount of cars coming through.
And then the bus eventually has to come into Macquarie Street and merge with the traffic.
As you just said, a simple solution is less cars on the road.
Less cars on the road. So I don't believe that, having another lane there will do anything. Now, look, it's not a drive I take. This is just something that I've chatted to people about. Again, I read the Hobart Congestion Traffic Analysis of 2016 yesterday.
Yeah, how was that read? Couldn't put it down.
I am not going to recommend it to you or Producer Grace.
Could not put it down.
Yeah, look, lucky I took one for the team there. Because it's a bit wordy. That's why I want to throw it out to Hobart. The people that drive on the Southern Outlet. I mean, that's just my opinion. It's from what I've read. It's from what I've spoken to other people about. But,
I want to hear both sides of this. 131060, if you're one of these families, if you know one of these families, if you're somebody who has to put up and sit in the traffic, you're somebody who travels down the Southern Outlet all the time.
Maybe you think this is a good idea. You think the Southern Outlet does need another lane.
Absolutely. All right, 131060, this is the question. Does the Southern Outlet need another lane?
No, 131060, we've just asked a question. Does the Southern Outlet need another lane? Now, it's not a drive that you and I take.
No.
I did some research. I read the Hobart Congestion Traffic Analysis of 2016.
Couldn't put it down. Did you read it in traffic?
No. Okay. I don't have a long drive.
I wonder if they do an audiobook.
No, they do not. Basically saying that it is Macquarie Street. That is the issue, which cannot be widened, unfortunately. But the real issue being cars on the roads. Now, we've thrown it out to Hobart to see what their opinion of it is. I would love to chat to people that take that drive to work.
Yep.
But maybe you live on the Eastern Shore and you've got an opinion.
Any opinion is fine.
Yeah, just love chatting to people.
All right, let's go to Matty from Glenorchy. Matt, the Southern Outlet, does it need another lane, mate?
No, I don't reckon, no.
You don't reckon, okay. Matty? Why is that?
Do you drive the Southern Outlet?
I drive everywhere. I drive everywhere between, like, Midway Point and Bridgewater, you know, where they're doing all the works at the moment.
Yep.
And even up in the outlet going to and from work sometimes as well. I just think with the time it's going to be slowed down in the traffic as well, like coming into the city, it's a forever problem, really, when you do think about it, like the capacity of the cars on the road. But I just don't really think it's going to help within the next 10 years.
Do you think, Matty, the problem is, though, it is cars on the road? Like, there's so many cars. That's what causes traffic and congestion.
You need some George Jetsons out there and a little...
Matty, can you do that noise again?
Oh, it's George Jetson.
That's really good.
Well done, Matty. Debbie from Margate. Debs, the Southern Outlet doesn't need another lane.
I think what needs more is, I'm from Margate and I see people sitting at the bus stops in the mornings, and sometimes when I drive past it's raining or it's windy and there's no bus shelters or anything.
Right.
And you've got to go to work and stay in your work clothes all day and you're already wet on the way to work, and I wouldn't park my car and go and stand at a bus stop and get wet.
Okay. So, Deb, you reckon it's not the buses that need upgrading. It's not more buses. It's the facilities accommodating the bus. We're talking bus shelters and stuff heading into winter and stuff. It's turning people off them.
Absolutely. I definitely wouldn't. Yeah, if I had a choice, I would drive my car and just put up with the traffic rather than get out and get whatever it is, windblown or sunburnt or whatever the weather is if it's bad. Or I wouldn't choose to do that. I would choose to drive every time until they build something. There's no bus shelters anywhere along the way to Kingston.
You're so right, Debbie. We did the show from the Margate train only a couple of weeks ago.
Freezing.
And it was cold, it was wet, it was miserable. I mean, we weren't even waiting for a bus.
And it was still in summer then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pete, you're so... I didn't even think of that.
Okay.
People want to be able to park somewhere, stand where they got sheltered, then get on the bus.
So, you do think, though, buses could be the answer to the congestion, but we just need to make them more accommodating and so people can get on them, and the bus shelters, I guess, more protective, Debs.
I think it would help because not everybody enjoys driving anyway. So more people might choose to go on a bus if they could wait in an area where, they're not going to have to be wet or windblown or whatever for the whole day once they get to work or school or wherever they have to go.
Absolutely. It's a good point. Thank you, Debbie. Dave-o from Moona, the Southern Outland, mate, does it need another lane?
Well, it really needs another lane, I think, but also we've got to look at the issue that it's causing the bottleneck. It's coming off the Southern Outlet between Davey and Macquarie Streets there. You've got two short distance, which is only probably about 80, not even 50 metres, of traffic lights. And to get through that there, it's bottleneck, and that's what causes the backup right back to Kingston because there's that bottleneck coming down into Macquarie Street. We need to look at the city end of the town and organise that so the cars are freely running through the city somehow, and that will stop the congestion all the way back to Kingston.
Dave, do you think, I don't know, is it a slip lane? Is it the traffic lights? Like, I know what you mean. When it's all those traffic lights go red and then it all backs up there and then, it flows back on. Do you think it just needs to continue moving?
Oh, look, yeah, and people need to be more organised when they're sitting at lights. You know, I see people... I work, I come from the Huon area back up into town around peak hour. And people sit at the traffic lights mucking around with their phones. Look, watch it. You sit at traffic lights, when it goes, start to move off so we can get the traffic keep flowing.
Dave, mate, what do you reckon about like a potential T2 lane or a T3 lane, rewarding people who are, I guess, carpooling, therefore limiting the amount of people on the roads in cars, and rewarding those who are carpooling and taking less cars, taking more cars off the road?
Look, that would be a good solution to the problem, I think. You know, even like a e-tag like they have in Melbourne, like, you know, you pay an extra fee to use an extra lane. If you want to use that, but we've got to look at this, you know. They took the rail out of Hobart, which is also caused congestion with trucks going back from Brighton into town of a morning. We've got to look at the infrastructure here. Then you look at the way they've done the Eastern Shore, we get more further out in the Eastern Shore with subdivisions. So people are moving out into these areas and then having to commute into town. And we haven't got the infrastructure here in Tasmania to do that, push the suburbs out of Hobart, and then you've got people travelling into Hobart for work, and, of course, you're causing all these bottlenecks.
Yeah, there's either more people that move down into those areas, then there's more cars that drive into the city, which creates more congestion in the city.
Like, absolutely.
I mean, look, I drove from, we're on Melville Street, and I drove to Sandy Bay to your house the other day, and it took me over an hour.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It took me an hour to get from the city to Sandy Bay.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think the most reasonable solution is the Jetsons idea.
Who was that?
Was Maddie. We still got you there, mate?
Yes, mate, yes.
We're going to go with the Jetsons idea, but I just need you to make that noise for me one more time. Yes. Imagine hearing that. That'd be fun to wake up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, Maddie, you don't have any experience in making flying vehicles, do you, mate?
No.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
You thought about it? I was going to say yes.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.